greetings. Here we are with another edition of Moments of Melody. Here is the way Alan Beck describes little girls. Little girls are the nicest things that happen to people. They're born with a little bit of angel shine about them, and though it wears thin sometimes, there's always enough left to lasso your heart, even when they're sitting in the mud, or crying temperamental tears, or parading up and down the street in mother's best clothes. A little girl can be sweeter and badder oftener than anyone else in the world. She can jitter around and stomp and make funny noises that frazzle your nerves, yet just when you open your mouth, she stands there demure with that special look in her eyes. A little girl is innocence playing in the mud, beauty standing on its head, and motherhood dragging a doll by the foot. God borrows from many creatures to make a little girl. He uses the song of a bird, the squeal of a pig, the stubbornness of a mule, the antics of a monkey, the spryness of a grasshopper, the curiosity of a cat, the speed of a gazelle, the slyness of a fox, the softness of a kitten, and to top it off, he adds the mysterious mind of a woman. A little girl likes new shoes, party dresses, small animals, first grade, noisemakers, the girl next door, dolls, make-believe, ice cream, kitchens, color books, makeup, cans of water, going visiting, tea parties, and one boy. She doesn't care too much for visitors, boys in general, large dogs, hand-me-downs, straight chairs, vegetables, or staying in the front yard. She's loudest when you're thinking, the prettiest when she's provoked you, the busiest at bedtime, the quietest when you want to show her off. Who else can cause you more grief, joy, irritation, satisfaction, embarrassment, and genuine delight than this combination of Eve, Salome, and Florence Nightingale? Yes, she's a nerve-wracking nuisance, just a noisy bundle of mischief. But when your dreams tumble down, and the world's a mess, when it seems you're pretty much of a fool after all, she can make you a king. When she climbs on your knee and whispers, "I love you best of all." And now some verses from Living Proverbs. They're addressed to my son. We're going to substitute the words, my daughter. My daughter, listen to me, and do as I say, and you will have a long and good life. I would have you learn this great fact, that a life of doing right is the wisest life there is. If you live that kind of life, you'll not limp or stumble as you run. Carry out my instructions. Don't forget them, for they will lead you to real living. Don't do as the wicked do. Avoid their haunts. Turn away, go somewhere else. For evil men don't sleep until they've done their evil deed for the day. They can't rest unless they cause someone to stumble and fall. They eat and drink wickedness and violence. But the good man walks along in the ever-brightening light of God's favor. The dawn gives way to morning splendor. Sons and daughters listening, we suggest you read the book of Proverbs. It's as up-to-date as today's newspaper. Parents, read this book of the Bible, the book of Proverbs, to your children this week. We have a free copy of the book of Proverbs for you. All you have to do is address your letter to Moments of Melody, Box 673, Salina, Kansas. Ask for your copy of Living Proverbs. Address again, Moments of Melody, Box 673, Salina.